Naomi Shihab Nye is this year's winner of the Academy of American Poets Wallace Stevens Award, a $100,000 lifetime achievement honor named for the celebrated 20th century poet. Academy Chancellor Afua Michael Weaver said in a statement, "In celebrating her Palestinian heritage with a gentle but unflinching commitment, Nye's body of work is a rare and precious living entity in our time, when the tragic conflict between Gaza and Israel threatens to deepen wounds and resentments everywhere." I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick shares a unique collaboration with Nye and another inspiring writer. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. My friendship with Naomi goes back to 1980, when we met at a writer's conference in Austin. One of the many trails we've wandered down together over the years was our correspondence with a Texas woman named Anne Alejandro, originally a student of Naomi's. Anne was a great letter writer, and sometime in the 1990s, Naomi started forwarding the letters to me so I could see how wonderful she was, forthright, down-to-earth, funny, as well as heartbreaking. Since she was 29 years old, Anne dealt with serious chronic illness that kept her from pursuing a traditional writing career. But sometime along the way, Naomi and I suggested we could help her get a book published. She liked the idea, but knowing herself to be pretty bossy and not a little picky, she suggested it might go more smoothly if we waited until after her death. So we did. Anne died in 2019 at the age of 64, and this book, I Know About a Thousand Things, The Writings of Anne Alejandro of Uvalde, Texas, is the result of our promise to her. We went through thousands of pages, found all the best sentences and paragraphs and wisecracks, and arranged them into thematic sections like land, motherhood, loss, sports. Naomi wrote an opening essay, I wrote an afterword, in which I touch on the tragedy that happened in her little town after her death. There's also a photo section. It was published last month, and I've been so moved by the reaction so far. I feel like Anne represents all the talented writers who, for one reason or another, live and die without recognition. By lifting her up like this, maybe we're somehow acknowledging them all. If you've never read Naomi's poetry, pick up Everything Comes Next, Collected and New Poems, which contains all her most beloved work, including the viral wonder poems Kindness and Gate A4, both of which have been shared millions of times. Naomi's newest collection is Grace Notes, 117 simple poems that together make a kind of memoir revolving around her childhood and her mother. Here's one called Legacy. My whole life would not have happened without a man whose name I do not know who died in the snow. He was young, had been married only 3 months to my mama's best friend. Walking on a wintry path in Kansas, he toppled into a snowbank, dead. That's it. All the information. When he died so suddenly, my mama moved to the town where his young bride lived to console her for a few months as she got over the shock. Her friend had a job, so my future mama got a temporary job selling sewing machines and a volunteer job in a hospital where she met my dad, who had just landed from the other side of the world. See? The snowbank. The poor frozen man. I owe him everything.
The books are I Know About a Thousand Things, The Writings of Anne Alejandro of Uvalde, Texas, and Everything Comes Next, Collected and New Poems by Naomi Shihab Nye. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WYPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.